historian, Buster Henderson, March 10th, 1990. There we go. I just like to put the name on it. But anyway, so of course, the road, that must have been something, eh? Anything, the road that you traveled on would be...
Well, the Caribou Highway was just a trail then.
Well, you must have...
It took us 2 weeks.
2 weeks to come here?
Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sake. And, because Campbell's came in 1928 or something, didn't he? Or 28 or 29.
So something
just,
like that.
So you came, here you were, you're just neighbors right next door to each other. 2 weeks. Golly, so you would...
We got as far as the rock cut down here, and then we bogged down in the mud, and we walked up to Ted Campbell's, and he came down with the horses and pulled us out. And that first winter, we spent in that log house on a dirt floor with flour sacks over the windows, and it was 30, 40 below too then.
Well, that's the house was still standing there for a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, we lived in it for...
Because it seems to me when we used to come and visit you, it was still next door to you.
Yeah, I put a built an addition onto it.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally we got a new house built.
No, you built your new house after we got here, I guess, or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it was, eh? For goodness sake. Oh, so there, Jay, that must have been hard. So what did you live on that first winter?
Well, we managed to get credit from sergeants, and they saw us through until we got on our feet and got a few cows, and then we trade beef for groceries. And,
oh, I see.
And then,
of course, eventually started logging, you said.
Yeah.
Poles and stuff. So what did you use for a vehicle when you didn't have one? Or did you get one finally?
Oh, we had that old 29 Chev ton and a half truck.
Oh, but I thought you traded.
Oh, Dad had two of them.
Oh!
We traded the one off for the farm, and then we came up and with the other one.
Oh, so when he traded for the farm, that's what he left here at that time?
Yes.
And then he came home, came back some other way.
Yeah.
Whatever way that was. Oh, so he left the vehicle and had the paper in his hand for the land.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? A farm for a truck. Oh, so you had the vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. There must have been some real story. Did you go do trapping at all or anything like that?
No, I didn't. Trapping, a little bit.
So it was logging and cattle.
Yeah.
And of course everybody grew a big garden, I guess.
And I worked out in the bush I worked for Hagen's for 5 years.
Oh yeah.
Old Mr. Hagen.
Is that right? So that'd be like logging, was it? Or
yeah, poles taking up.
Poles. And your dad was more or less on his own, or he did his own?
He just stayed on the farm.
He stayed on the farm.
Cleared land.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so of course you clear the land like for pasture and stuff, is that it?
Yeah, or hay land.
A pasture.
It's all cleared by hand then.
Oh, really?
With any cats around.
Oh, gosh. Cleared by hand, so he would do the stumps and all that?
Yeah, we used powder to blow the stumps.
Oh, boy. And then did you used to burn the stumps in your furnace afterwards?
No.
We used to do that at home.
Oh yeah.
It gave wonderful heat. It was, they were great. They were kind of dirty to handle, you know, but they were great. So cleared by hand, holy smokes. So then, my goodness. So then let's see, that was 1936, you came. Yeah. And you were, so you would be what, 18 years of
18.
Age? Oh my. So the next thing you know, you're going to go and get married, I suppose, is that it?
That's quite a while. I was married in the 1950.
Oh yeah. Oh, that was quite a while then. So then, what were some of the other things that went on? I suppose there were a lot of community things went on, were there?
Yeah, there seemed to be a lot. There were all those house parties and stuff like that going on.
I understand Love's had used to have the big Christmas party, and
Campbell's
had the big New Year's party or something.
Yeah.
And then I guess there were picnics.
Oh yeah, they used to have the 1st of July picnics.
1st of July, and then there would be, let's see what the other thing I was thinking. I just got flew in and flew out somehow.
They even had rodeos too.
Oh yeah, rodeos. Yeah, well they were at Kispiox first of all.
Yeah, and then they had them at the grounds too later.
Later. So did you ever take part in the...
Yeah, I used to ride in the autumn.
Did you ride by bunkos or...?
Yeah.
Oh.
And steers too.
And steers. You mean riding steers? Really?
Yeah, well, calf cow.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been a lot of fun. So, of course, there'd be the big dance. Did they used to have the dances too?
Oh, yeah.
And then, I understand that Kispiox had a real band. Did they have dances there too at Kispiox?
Oh, yeah, they used
Kispiox
to have
real, in
real
the
good dances.
So that, I guess, the whole
valley.
They
had a good orchestra there.
Yeah.
Wildwood Orchestra.
Wildwood.
Yeah.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah.
Oh, Wildwood. Is that right? So then, when the war broke out, you didn't have to go to war.
Yeah, I was working at the Red Rose Mine then.
Oh, I see.
And I quit and joined the Army.
Oh, you did join the Army?
Went overseas.
Oh, you did go overseas. I didn't know that. Oh, for goodness sake.
But I came back... remember just when it was I came back. But before the war ended, because Dad was dying of leukemia. And through the Legion, he got me sent home because it left Mom alone on the farm.
Oh, I see, because of the farm.
Yeah. So I got back.
Oh, I see. Well, so you went with the Army. Was it the Army?
Yeah, I was in the artillery.
Artillery. What was the number?
Regiment or?
Or whatever. What did they call your particular section or group or whatever?
Oh, I was in the 7th Field Regiment.
7th Field Regiment. That's okay. That's okay, yeah. So that you never know.
Artillery.
Okay. And your dad, at that time, was dying?
Yes. When I got back, I didn't even recognize him. He was just skin and bone.
And how long were you overseas?
3 years.
Oh, you were there 3 years already. So you were just in England, like, is that it?
Yeah, I was. I came back just before the invasion.
Oh.
In fact, we were all down on the coast.
Oh, really?
Just ready to go.
I
had word that I was going back to Canada.
Oh, boy. So that would be...
Because I'll never forget that. And all the guys were clapping me on the back and wondering how I did it and got back to Canada.
Oh my. Gee, this was before Dieppe, is that it?
Well, it was after Dieppe.
After Dieppe, yeah.
I was over there when Dieppe parade was on.
Oh, I see. So that was before the, what do they call that, invasion?
Dunkirk or?
Was it Dunkirk invasion? No. They had another name for it, I thought. I can never remember it.
Oh, D-Day?
No, the invasion. Where did they invade at? You know, like they were...
In France.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it was in France, but... Or France or Belgium or somewhere there. Yeah, okay, that's all right. Because, they were celebrating it. Remember, they were celebrating it a couple of years ago or something. Oh, my...
Well, Dad, when I got back, he died about a year after I got back.
Oh, boy.
He was back and forth to Shaughnessy 2 or 3 times.
Oh, so he was in the last war?
He was in the Boer War, too.
Oh, really?
First Great War.
Oh, my goodness. So no wonder he ended up in bad health at the end, eh?
Yeah, it's the hardest thing he ever did in his life, when he asked me to come home, or got me to come home.
Oh, because he didn't want to?
No, he figured, you know, I'd gone that far that
yeah.
I wanted to see it through.
Sure.
But the only way he got me was through the Legion.
Yeah,
he got
yeah.
the Legion working on it.
Oh, for goodness sake. Well, that was nice then. I guess you hated to leave too with all the guys.
Yeah, I sure did. I've been training for that long. And
just so anxious to get in. And that was really just about a year before the war finished, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To get there for the end of it, eh?
Yeah.
Well. So then your dad must have died sort of right after, well, just about when the war ended, eh?
Yeah, just about, yeah. Just before it ended.
1945 then, I guess. My goodness. He had leukemia, my goodness. Oh boy. So you really must have suffered, eh?
Yeah.
Lost a lot of weight. So then you had to take over the farm.
Yeah.
That's where it stopped. That's the same thing happened to mine. To my brother, my dad died of cancer in 1930, and that was it. We had to come home and look after things. So then that was it. That's where your outside world ended, you might say. So then you must have, it must be shortly after that you met Betty, I guess. So.
Yeah, it was
1950, say.
49, I guess.
Oh, yeah. So you were married
1950.
And your mother was still up here, or?
Yeah.
So then she...
Then she moved down to Surrey.
After you got married.
Yeah, shortly after.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so you continued to have to farm cattle, and then of course logging too. That's a big thing, wasn't it? And it was falling mostly. So did you tell, you must have worked for different people though?
Oh yes, worked for quite a few different people. Mostly for Norman Hagen.
Mostly, yeah.
And his dad before that, 5 years for him.
Isn't that nice? Well,
then I worked for Kent Sal up the Nass, falling there.
How did they spell Kent Sal?
C-A-N-C-E-L.
Oh, just like that? Oh.
Columbia Cellos, I guess.
Oh, Columbia. Oh. Okay, and the Nass, so that was all falling also. So that in those days when you were in the Nass, then you would go there for the week, like?
Yeah, come home on the weekend.
Come home on the weekend, yeah. So anyway, well, and I guess it must have been a big day when, was it, Heather's the oldest, wasn't it, isn't she?
Yeah.
Heather's the oldest. Heather, and then Duncan, is it?
Joanne.
Oh, Joanne, oh yeah, Joanne. And Duncan.
And Elena.
Elena. And then
Robbie. Shelley.
Oh yeah, Shelley, I forgot about her. And Pam. Yeah.
I think that got them all.
Yeah, there's seven of them. Yeah, because Pam was born just about, well, she was a year old when we came. She must have been born in 1962. So I guess there must have been a lot of adventures with the kids. Just simply raising them, I suppose, eh? Well, Betty was a nurse, is that right?
Yeah.
And nurse at the hospital.
Yeah.
So this was just like Bill got, I guess Lil was working at the hospital too. And
that's right.
these farmers would get a hold of these girls. So, and of course Betty, well, one day I'll have to get a little bit from her because she certainly made all their clothes, didn't she?
A lot of them.
Most, yeah. And I know you were the big gardener. So anything special about the kids as they were growing up? Wasn't any, you know, any outstanding things, good or bad? I mean, there weren't any big sicknesses or accidents or anything?
No,
like that.
Not really.
Yeah.
We're all pretty healthy.
Yeah? That's good. So I guess it must have been...
The biggest thing that happened, I guess Shelley fell off, she was horseback riding and fell off and broke her arm.
Oh, really? And I guess that was, yeah, I suppose you were happy to see Duncan born after two girls, eh?
Yeah.
So...
Well, three girls, really. Elena was...
Oh, Duncan comes after Elena.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So Duncan and Robbie are one beside the other.
Well, Robbie is next to Pam.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's Shelley.
Shelley is older than Robbie.
Oh, yeah. So it's Heather, Joanne, Elena.
And then Duncan.
And then Duncan, and then Shelley.
And then we've tried for another boy, but because they're growing old, and then...
Got another boy.
We finally got another boy.
Oh, that's okay. So anyway, of course, now school, that was the big thing, wasn't it?
Well, it sure was.
So where did they go to school?
The school was across the river.
Oh, that's where they all went to school?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, did they go... No, that's just where it is now, where they used to be up
right,
here.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So who was their first teacher there? Do you remember any of their teacher? Mm-hmm. Betty would know them, I guess.
Yeah, she would.
So did you have to take... You had to...
What Mrs. Schrader taught, I know, for a long time.
Oh,
over there.
I see. Oh, yeah. Here.
And then Visserman.
Oh yeah, Chris.
Christine.
Yeah, Christine Visserman.
She taught there too.
Oh yeah.
And Mrs. Ivy. You remember her?
Oh.
I think she taught there.
Ivy. So Mrs. Ivy, she's Christine's mother-in-law or something, isn't she? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, and then, so shortly after that, it was, Dee came along, but that was Dee Wood came in 1962, because
well,
that
that's right, she taught there, yeah.
Yeah, Dee Wood, because that's the year, we came 1963, and then she's already here a year. So how did they get to school?
I used to have to drive them.
Oh, boy. So... Oh boy.
And I'd pick up other kids, like there was Gable Louie, and had this place,
oh, yeah.
Your place.
Yeah.
And there were three, I used to pick up two or three kids there and take them around.
Oh yeah. So it was Henderson's, and then Campbell's were already grown up, I guess.
Yeah.
Henderson's and Gabriel Louie was his last name?
Yeah.
So Louie. So Mary and all of them went to school there too? No.
No, it wasn't Mary. It was
Dorothy.
Dorothy's kids, I guess.
Dorothy's kids, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, so Gabriel Louie didn't live here anymore. By that
No.
Time. No, it'd be Dorothy McPherson.
Yeah.
I see. So that's where the McPherson kids started school then. For goodness sake. So if they didn't get there, they didn't get there. Boy. And so I guess did they have Christmas concerts down there too?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I guess so. That was a big thing. And well, for goodness sake, what else is there? There must be... I guess a lot of people moved.
Well, of course, when the kids got out of public school here, they were bused into town.
Oh yeah.
And graduated from
yeah.
high school in town.
Yeah. Well, they. I think. I remember. Who was it? Did Pam go to school here, or did she go on the bus already?
She went on the bus.
So because I remember, Robbie, I think, did too. Because it seems to me, I remember Betty saying that what a long, long day it was.
Yeah, when they were small, yeah.
Yeah. So Robbie and Pam both started school there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they went to John Field then. And the high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So then, of course... Oh, boy. Well, and then, of course, you continued logging. Logging, of course... Well, then, of course, you sold your house, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So that was... You sold out... Oh, I don't know. Well, what year did you sell out? And then you lived down the road here for a while. Anyway, you sold out... Because that was the time you thought you'd go into town, and then you then ended up staying up the valley.
Yeah, we were going to move south. We went toured all through the Kootenays and in the Okanagan and looked at all kinds of different places, but I was still working then, and I couldn't see where I could get much bush work down in that country.
Oh,
it was all fruit country, and so we ended up back in in the Kispiox and no home. And then we rented the old teacher. Do you remember we stayed in there couple of years?
Yeah.
And I knew about this property below Bill Love's. There'd been quite a few people trying to buy it, and they were, this lady, Mrs. Kimball, her name was.
Oh, yeah.
That owned it. She'd had it for years, and she was keeping it for her son or something, and I know quite a few people have tried to buy it, so I thought, well, I'll just get in touch with her, and so I got her phone number and address from Norman Hagen, because he'd logged the place off.
Oh, yeah.
And I gave her a ring, just in case, and she said, well, there's three other people ahead of you that have, you know, inquired, wanted to buy the place, but she said that was a few years ago, and I'll contact, I promised that I'd give them first chance.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll contact them, and if they don't want it, well, the place is yours, so.
Wow.
About a week later, she phoned, well, she said, if you want the place, it's yours, because these other people had got other places in the meantime. So.
And her name was Mrs. Kimball.
She was a she was a minister in the Pentecostal church.
She was a minister.
She knew Jack Williams, and she'd been up here years ago, I guess.
And she was a minister.
She knew Norman Hagen well, too.
Well, for goodness sake. Well, but she never lived here.
No, she just came up here, I think.
Oh, yeah. And just had...
this property.
There was no building on it.
Yeah, there was a nice log house on it.
Oh, there was?
And somebody burned it down just the same year as I bought it, I think. So.
Oh! Oh, for goodness sake. Because you could have lived in it, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, it was in good shape. Yeah, real good shape.
And somebody burned it down. Oh, for goodness sake.
Used to be called George Williams. It used to be a Williams place.
Oh, yeah.
It was owned by a native fellow from Kispiox.
Yeah. For goodness sake. Well, George Williams was a native fellow.
Yeah.
For goodness sake. A log house. Imagine that.
Yeah, it was a nice...
So then you had to build a house.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And I got... Leon Combs built it.
Oh, yeah.
And then Marvin Darby did all the finishing, like the cupboards and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Put the doors and the windows in.
Oh, that was nice. Well, isn't that so? You would have to, so that would have cost you something to get a house built.
Not in those days, it didn't.
So then you lived there for how long then? Oh, I guess quite a few years.
10 years.
Ten years, eh? Oh. And you continue to log. What did you have? Did you ever have a garden there?
Oh, yeah, I had a big garden.
Log and garden.
And then I guided in the fall for
2 months
every fall for Love Brothers and Lee.
So then how long did you guide?
12 years.
Did you really? Oh my goodness. Well, you must have some adventures about your guiding.
Yes, could write a book on that.
Oh yeah. Oh my, I guess you must have...
I enjoyed that. It was kind of a break from the steady falling all the time.
Oh, yeah. So it was used mostly Americans, was it?
Yeah, the odd Canadian and some Germans.
Yeah.
Or Europeans.
Yeah. So, because mostly the animals that you got were usually, what, caribou and moose and stuff like that?
Moose and caribou and goat and grizzly.
Yeah, I'm grizzly. So then did you have to go there with Bill to get, you know, fix up his cabins once in a while too? Or not so much the cabins, but the wood and
all that? We'd go in early, usually about a month ahead before the hunters came in and cut wood and get the cabins all ready, cleaned up and cut trail.
I guess so.
So I'd put in close to 3 months every year.
3 months every year. Oh, that
2 to 3 months.
Yeah. Any special adventures that you've any particular persons that you particularly remember?
No, not really. I can remember.
Any particular, like, I mean, I guess your job as a guide would be to guide the person onto an animal and let them go ahead and get it.
Yeah.
Or did you get one? Did they ask you to get one for them sometimes?
No, not really. We weren't supposed to.
No.
Unless the animal was getting away wounded, then
we'd
shoot or something like that.
Did you have any close calls with grizzlies or anything like that?
No.
But you must have got some grizzlies during it while you were there, did you?
Yeah, well, the odd one.
Yeah, mostly moose and caribou, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you would, of course it was your job to skin them and all that, skin the animals, and did the people usually take the meat, or did they usually?
Some of them took the meat, but, especially towards the last, some of them would even come up with trucks with refrigeration.
Really?
Took the meat, but most of them didn't bother. We used to, if it was handy to the lake or something, we'd pack it out. And I used to send it out and then have it wrapped and froze for me. And that when I came out from guiding, then I'd have all my meat.
Oh, so you got your moose meat like that?
Yeah, and goat and caribou.
Oh, isn't that nice? So whatever meat.
Well, I never bothered hunting myself.
I guess not. Oh, my. And so the fellas used to, of course, keep the heads and all that. Trophies.
Yes.
I guess there were a lot of trophies, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Lots of heads. Heads and antlers and...
Capes.
Capes. Yeah, I guess that would be the goats and the... The goats and the... Well, the bear, I guess, eh? Well, oh, no, I guess they've got the cape for the caribou, too.
The cape is just the part of the hide back to the shoulders. So they got to make a head mount. Like.
Oh yeah, so that's for the moose
and
as well.
Caribou and moose and goat.
Yeah. Oh boy, so that would be better be lots to keep you busy.
Yeah, we were kept pretty busy.
Well, did you have to get, like, if you went out when you went on a day's hunt? Of course, there would be. There was always a lunch packed, I suppose.
Oh yeah.
And then did you? You'd have to make a fire and all that for lunch, is it? Or
no, we packed thermos.
Oh, I see.
Coffee or
so
tea
just,
or
whatever. So it was nobody wasted time on that. You just simply ate and went. Oh, that's interesting. Did any hunters hunt with bows and arrows and stuff?
Towards the last, we got a lot of bow hunters. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And they were able to get the animals too?
Well, not so much as a rifle hunter, because, you know, the odds were against them, but They did pretty well.
So then if they didn't get one with the bow, then you would shoot it for them, or?
No.
If they missed it,
they just went without. And so they didn't complain either, because they knew, you know, that the odds were against them, you know, with hunting with a bow, because you have to get pretty close to the animal. It takes a lot of stalking, and you have to get the wind just right. And
so the only time you shot anything, if there was a wounded animal?
Yeah, if it was getting away wounded or something.
Yeah, and you shot a few of those, I guess.
The odd one, not too many.
Yeah. Oh, so you must have, did you ever correspond with any of those people?
No, I don't.
I guess
that. I've had some hunters that came back, but you met a lot of interesting people. There was two hunters to a guide, usually.
Oh, there were two hunters to a guide.
Unless they wanted, some of them would specify they wanted a guide to themselves. Of course, it would cost them more money then.
Oh, yeah.
But every 10 days you'd get a change of hunters.
Oh, I see.
And so you met a lot of different people.
I guess so. Were any of them real corkers to get along with?
The odd one, but most of them were real good people, you know, nice to be out with. And
did you ever have any that would just want, all they wanted to do was take pictures?
No.
Usually wanted to hunt.
Some that wanted to do a lot of fishing.
Oh, yeah. So, of course, you did fishing, too.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of fishing did you do up there?
Just lake fishing for a rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. So, and I guess they got to be pretty good size, too, did they?
No, the fish were all that big, but some of them up to 3 pounds, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever have, did they ever request to have wild meat and stuff at the camp, or were they not at
camp? Oh, yeah,
they had a lot of wild meat.
Yeah, we used to eat quite a bit wild meat.
Oh, that must have been nice, eh? And of course, it was mostly, who was mostly the cooks then? I guess it was Francis and Lil, wasn't it?
Well, when I started, it was Francis and Lil and Marcella.
Oh, yeah, I say.
I was with Wally, and I guided with him and Marcella, Wally and Marcella, most of them.
Oh, I see.
Time that I guided.
Well, they were sort of like on different camps, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And then when Wally quit, when Wally sold out, then I went with Bill and Lil.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was with Jack and Francis for a while, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so we had quite a few different cooks while I was there.
So then, they would divide different camps when they, Bill and Lil would have be in a certain place, and Wally in a different, and Francis. Oh yeah, so you're there with Jack and Francis too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So you had lots of fun there. I guess evenings were a lot of fun. Or maybe everybody was tired by that time.
No, we used to, Bill and Lil and mine, we used to play crib in the evenings.
Oh, yeah. Well, the hunters, of course, had their own cabins.
They had their own cabins.
So they'd have their supper and then they'd go, do whatever.
Tell stories,
want.
I guess, have a few drinks. And
oh, yeah. Oh, that would be, yeah, hunters would go to their own cabins after, I guess they were glad to relax, and so you were the, well, I guess the cabins were big enough, like you, there was a kitchen and places for you people all to stay.
Well, when I first started guiding, they didn't have any cabins, hardly, as we built these cabins later.
Is that right?
Now there's cabins, that made real nice log cabins at all the camps.
Oh, yeah.
But we used to have to, that's one reason we went in early. We set up all the tent frames and everything.
Oh, I see.
And ready. It was all tent. The hunter slept in tent.
I see. So tent
and
frames.
Yeah. And I did too. I slept in the tent.
Oh, yeah.
The last few years we had nice cabins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, that's, because my goodness, so you must have started cunning, golly. That That would be quite a few years ago. My goodness. Must be what, about 15 years ago when you went hunting?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Because my goodness, Wally's must be out of there for at least, I don't know.
He's been out of quite a while.
Yeah. And
it would be about 15 years, because I think I only guided 1 year after we moved into the new log house down here.
Yeah. For goodness sake. Yeah, because you say, because you bought that one, that's what you said, you sold it. When you sold the property here, you didn't say what year, you didn't remember what year it was. But anyway, well, if you lived there 10 years ago, I mean, if you lived there 10 years, and it's what, about, must be what, four or five years since you left there?
Yeah, it's going on 5 years.
God, isn't that something? So it's like, 15 years ago that you had, 15 years ago, that's 1990, 15, that's 1975. About 1975 is when you moved in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you say, you were there only about a year. So then if you hunted for about, if you're guiding for how many years, did you say?
About 10 and 12 years.
10 and 12 years. Well, let's say 12 years, so that would have been, 1963. Well, you must have been guiding when we came here.
When I first came?
When we first came.
Oh, and you? Yeah, I think I started just about then.
Yeah, dear. Yeah, so about 1963 till 1975 or so. Well, good for you.
It's like they bought the, Lovesley only had part of that territory, and they bought the Kitchener Lake and Stock Lake after I'd been guiding for them for quite a while. They bought it from two brothers that owned that.
Isn't that something? Well, that makes it very, very interesting. Now, what else? Oh, there. That's interesting. So that made it. Yeah, and of course, Betty, well then, of course, when you sold here, you really wanted to go to town, was that it? Or something like that, when you sold it here?
Well, we were going to move to Smithers.
And oh, yeah.
We stayed there for a while and then moved back here. So ended up in Hazleton.
That's funny how it goes, eh? So then, in 1985 or something. Yeah, I guess so, 5 years ago. So, you've been in Hazleton for a couple of years, haven't you?
3 years.
Oh, 3 years. So it's about 3 years. So you must have got here in 87 or something like that.
Yeah.
1987. So you went through about 3 years of turbulence. I know that it's very hard. You know, it's sometimes people sell and they go away and then they wonder why they ever did that. And especially sometimes when there's a death in the family, people do that. And then I remember there's a person, who was it? I can't think of her name. Her husband had died and she'd gone away, and then she wondered why she ever left Hazleton, because she had all left all her friends, eh? So anyway, so then you more or less retired from logging. That's what, just about then, eh? About, how long have you been retired now?
Let's see now. 3, 4 years. Just about 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
So that'll be 1986 that you retired. Ornis, you must have been still logging.
I worked till I was 67.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 71 now.
Oh, yeah.
I just turned 71 here in February.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah, so then that's, you retired at 67. Well, that's, and that's from falling.
Oh, well, I didn't do much falling that last year. All I did was, we flew in with a helicopter and looked at that timber. Remember, they were going to buy up, get up north.
Oh, yeah.
Hazel was trying to get, and they didn't get it. That's the Sustat.
Oh, the Sustat. Oh, yeah.
We flew in with a chopper and flew all over that country, even up into the country where I'd guided. Up the Duty Lake and all through there.
Yeah, that's and Duty. That was Duty. Duty, was it?
Yeah, D-U-T-I.
D-U-T-I. D-U-T-I. Duty Lake. What's the other one? What's the other lakes that they are up to, that you guided up there?
There was Kitchener.
Oh, yeah, Kitchener.
And Stock.
Oh, yeah.
And Tatlatui.
Yeah, Tatlatui, that's... Tui.
And Tutati.
Tutati. I know that...
And they had a camp on the Firesteel River, too.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
And they had other, they had Slam Geese, but they sold that, and Stevens, and they sold that to Dr. Stacio.
Oh, yeah, he bought some of that, yeah.
So that used to be Love's territory.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they had a big territory.
Yeah, they did.
Really, really. So you were, so that last year you were, good, as you say, you did a lot of cruising and stuff like that. That must have been
good. Yeah, so more country in that week we were up there, and... Because we were flying every day in the helicopter, and we'd check, follow some trees and check them out, their age and their rot.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And the heights and everything.
And then afterwards, that didn't come this way after all?
No.
But you got the trip.
You land right on the grade a lot of the times, that BCR grade there.
Well, where the railroad was.
Yeah, the old railroad grade.
For God's sakes.
You check timber all along there. And that was interesting. We stayed in a fishing lodge on the Sustat River.
Oh.
We lodged there.
Oh, I see.
A lot of fishermen staying there.
That would be Gary Mecklenburger's place, was it?
He's from down Vernon, I think, is this fellow.
Oh, I see. Oh, maybe it's
I don't remember his name.
Oh, I see. No, it wouldn't be Gary.
They had a nice lodge there.
Oh, yeah. So who was it that you flew with?
With Okanagan.
Yeah, but I mean, for what company?
Well, that was for Westar.
Westar.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, Well, and so you did all this checking, and then that was your last year, more or less.
Yeah, that's about all I did that year.
Yeah, and then it was time to take it easy. Well, my goodness, it's, you just didn't get your hobbies organized, Buster. That's, I guess they say, a person has to really get ready for retirement. They really do, you know.
Well, I've never given them the thought, you know, I guess.
Yeah. The people that, because it's...
And I haven't had many hobbies or anything, so, you know, it's pretty hard. You worked hard all your life, and you're just sitting around.
Yeah. So you'll have to do something about that. You have to join this cribbage outfit or something. I have to play a couple of games. A game of cribbage. I love cribbage. I love cribbage.
I used to. Yeah.
So anyway, because you should get, because there's. You should go to the senior games with us, Buster, next October, because you would see how these people take part in all these different things. You know, it's just amazing. But you have to first of all start. Did you ever play darts?
Oh yeah, played a lot of them, especially when I was overseas.
Well, we have a dart board in the Legion, because you must belong to the Legion.
Yes, yeah.
So there's a dartboard there, And we have to get it going. Get you and see if who else we can get going. Because we need people to play these things. Yeah. And it's the things are there, you know, to play with. So maybe I'll get organized here and to get you to do that. And because otherwise you just do odd jobs, eh? Whatever you can get anywhere, eh? I guess this house sitting is very popular too, because people like to go away and then have somebody look after their place. So anyway, but of course you couldn't go to Australia right now.
Well, I have my passport. That's a start, my
good
visa.
Good for 5 years anyway.
Yeah.
What do they charge for passport now?
$10.50.
Oh, $10.50. Oh, wow. Because I thought...
Oh, that's for just for your picture.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't sent the way for my passport yet.
Yes, because it used to be $12, probably.
No, I think it's still...
It's still 12?
No, 15, I believe.
Oh, 15. Yeah. Oh, I see. Because so... Yeah, I know.
No, I still have to send that away. I just got the picture taken yesterday.
Well, good for you. Sure, you get it all organized. Nice. It's nice to have a passport anyway. Yeah, kind of interesting. And time to see some. So anyway, in the meantime, Heather, Mary, Ben, how do they spell their last name?
S-I-K-K-E-S.
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 So they've been, Heather and Ben, they have two children. Girl and a boy.
Yeah.
And so Ben is a mechanic and owns his own business, right?
Yeah.
I guess he's busy there, eh?
Oh, he sure is.
Because he's a good guy. And they've been to Australia and back again.
They were there a year.
Yeah, 1 year. 1 year in Australia. And Joanne, is she in Australia right now?
No, she's home.
Oh, she's back at Telquin?
Yeah. She was 6 months in Australia.
Oh, yeah. And she has one girl?
Yes.
Gosh, she must be growing up.
Oh, she is, yeah.
So so she's just staying a housewife at present, I guess. And then Duncan is... Duncan and what's his first name?
Connie.
Connie. I have a boy and a girl. And he's also logging. Or logger anyway.
Yeah.
Logger and flyer. I guess does he plan to get his... Well, Gene plans to get his commercial license. I don't know if Duncan is or not, but maybe right now he's not thinking about anything. And he's also an aviator, I guess you can, well...
Pilot.
Pilot and a logger. And then, who's next now?
Elena. She married an Australian.
Yeah, and her husband's name is...
Mark,
and their last name...
Robertson.
And he's a... computer.
He has his own company.
Computer company.
But he used to be a computer programmer.
Oh yeah, computer company.
He calls it, he was wondering what he was going to call this new company, and they had a boy, and a baby boy, so Betty said, well, why not call it Mark and Son?
You know? Mark and Son.
So that's what he calls his company.
One word.
Mark and Son, yeah.
Mark and Son. Isn't that something? Well, that's nice. So they have...
Two boys and two girls.
Two boys and two girls. I guess the girls were first, were they? Or I guess it doesn't matter.
The girls are the oldest, yeah.
Are the oldest, yeah. And then, let's see, that's one, two, three, four.
Shelly, I guess.
Shelly. Shelly. And her husband's name is... What's her husband's name?
Oh,
Well, anyhow, you'll think of it. What's her last name? But anyway,
well, that name escapes me now.
Oh, that's okay. You'll think of it later. So what does she have? Three children?
Three girls.
Three girls.
Oh, Norman Schwartz.
Norman Schwartz.
Schwartz, yeah.
Oh.
And they live in Prince George.
Schwartz, so it's S-C, Schwartz.
S-C-H.
W-A-R-T-Z. Oh, yeah. I know some bunch of Schwartz, but they're different. I don't suppose they live in Alberta anyway. And they live in Prince George, so what does Norman do?
He has his own skidder and works in the bush.
Oh, yeah. Skidder business. And then Robbie? And his wife's name is?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie. And pardon?
Her she was Barducci.
Barducci.
You know Barducci's, I
guess. So many people I know kind of by looks. And they have three children?
Yeah, three girls.
Three girls also?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Pam is the last one, eh? So she's just going to graduate.
She's in Pasadena.
Pasadena.
She graduates for BA in, I guess, May the 18th, I think.
BA in May 1990. Well, that's nice. Pasadena, California. Well, that's a record of a family, eh? You made up for the fact that you are the only one, anyway. Well, it's, life is interesting. So Robbie, he plans to go to Australia.
Yeah, it's been great.
And Pam
does too, I guess.
Pam plans to go to Australia. You better get to Australia and have a look at it. You have half your family living there. Well, that's really interesting. So, yes, it's... we have to get this skiing business going. Because otherwise, you know, you have to start collecting stamps or something. You know, do you remember, what's their names? They lived just below, they've sold out, of course. Bruce Campbell gets the hay there, gets the hays down there all the time. What's their name?
Up above, you mean?
You know, I tell you who bought that place, Foster's.
Foster's?
Yeah, Foster's.
That used to be an old Hebner place.
Yeah.
You run a Hebner place.
Yeah, that was the Hebner place. Yeah. But the people that owned it, remember the Americans?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they owned it for quite a long time, and worked in the parks or something, and she was a school teacher. And boy, they had a different way of life altogether, like, you know, but just the same. Well, he still collects music, he does music, tapes music, and she was doing rocks, and he was doing, you know, they were all organized. So they prepared themselves for retirement, like, you know, so that they had plenty of things to do. Well, that's great. So I don't know what else we can add to that, except we'll have to add lots more when you get to Australia. your mother, of course, she died. She lived a long life, eh?
She was 84.
84. And she just died recently, didn't she?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Okay. Died about 1987, I guess, eh? So she just simply lived on her pension down there, I guess, eh?
Yeah.
And of course, she used to come here. She used to visit regularly, didn't she?
Oh, yes. She'd come up with my uncle, her brother.
Oh, yeah.
Every fall.
What was his name?
Charlie Endersby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
he'd come up here fishing and hunting, and Mom always came along with.
Yeah, but what was his wife's name?
Alice.
Alice, oh yeah. So they used to come up all the time. And he would come hunting, you see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess he used to come every year, I guess.
Oh yeah, he did for years and years.
Every year for you, yeah. And I guess, what else? Oh, that's really, yeah, Charlie Andersby. Wasn't one of them in a bad accident or something?
A hunting accident. And they were out hunting at Williams Lake, and he mistakenly shot his son for moose.
Oh, yeah. And then he was never, it really affected him.
Oh, yes, it sure hit him pretty hard, didn't it?
So that was
the end of his hunting, you know. He couldn't even look at a gun anymore. He'd start shooting.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. I knew there was something that, because did they come up here after that, too?
Yes, they came up here, but never, he didn't hunt anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Gosh. Oh, shot his own, that must have been something, eh? So then how old was
he? He never was the same after that.
Where was his son? I mean, how old was his son?
He was about 20 then.
Oh, I see. So he was...
He was married.
Oh, my. So they just didn't organize themselves and where they were going, I guess, eh?
Well, they'd split up, I guess, and he was sure he was a moose, and he mistook him for a moose anyway.
Oh, boy. And that was the only child they had, or?
No.
Oh, they had other children. Yeah. Oh, boy. I knew there was something that happened, and I couldn't remember what it was now. I seemed to center around Charlie, yeah. And I wondered what it was. Oh, dear.
He lived to be, he was 80 when he died, I guess.
Oh, and he's gone now.
Yeah. And Alice was gone, too.
Oh, they're gone.
She didn't last long after Uncle Charlie, but she just...
Oh, yeah.
It seemed to, hit her pretty hard.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they're both gone. Well, yeah. They've got to make room for the new generations. Oh, my. I remember being there at your mom's place one time. I can't remember the... Maybe we just visited her. I can't remember the details, but I remember being there. She had a nice, wasn't it towards White Rock or someplace?
It was in Surrey.
Surrey, yeah. And she kind of overlooked
the bay.
A bay.
Yeah.
It was a real pretty place. So I guess the property is all sold and...
Yeah, it's somewhere. I haven't been down probably since, but it's all high rises.
I was
going
to say, probably a big high rise on top of it.
Duplexes, I think that's what they built there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Well, oopsie.